Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, March 25th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1161. The United Nations Security Council passed a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza during the month of Ramadan and the release of all hostages. The United States abstained, allowing the resolution to pass with a vote of 14-0. It's the first ceasefire resolution to pass after four previous failures. The U.S. vetoed three previous resolutions since the conflict began, while Russia and China vetoed a U.S.-sponsored resolution last week. After the resolution passed, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the United States of retreating from a principled position and said that the U.S. abstention harms the war effort as well as the effort to liberate the hostages. Netanyahu then canceled a diplomatic visit to Washington, which Biden had requested, to discuss Netanyahu's planned ground invasion of Rafah. The U.S. had intended to use the meeting to offer alternatives to reduce civilian casualties. The State Department called the decision a bit surprising and unfortunate. Moving on, Trump's hush money trial, the first of his four criminal trials, will begin on April 15th in Manhattan. Trump's attorneys had argued that a late release of more than 100,000 pages of potential evidence should postpone the trial. Prosecutors argued that only about 300 documents were pertinent to the trial and that 99% of them were irrelevant. At the hearing, Judge Juan Merchan refused to allow further delays, saying that despite Trump's claim, the DA's office is not at fault for the late production of documents from the U.S. Attorney's Office, and that Trump has been given a reasonable amount of time. Assuming the date holds, Trump will become the first former American president to face a trial on criminal charges. Meanwhile, Trump only needs to post a bond of $175 million, not the original $454 million, while he appeals the verdict in his civil fraud case, this according to a New York appeals court ruling. Trump now has 10 additional days to post the bond. The ruling comes on the last day of a 30-day grace period before New York Attorney General Letitia James could begin to collect on the judgment. Prior to the ruling, more than 30 bond companies had turned down Trump's requests to guarantee the $454 million bond. The $175 million bond will be in place until at least September, meaning that James won't be able to seek to enforce the judgment until then, which could involve seizing Trump's assets. Moving on, House Republicans are now down to a one-vote majority after Representative Mike Gallagher announced that he'll resign from Congress on April 19th. Wisconsin law requires Gallagher's seat to remain empty for the rest of the term, and after his departure, Republicans will control 217 House seats to the Democrats' 213. Meanwhile, Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to oust Speaker Mike Johnson after the House passed a $1.2 trillion government funding deal with mostly Democratic votes. Under current House rules, it takes only one lawmaker to bring up a vote to oust the Speaker, but a majority of the House has to vote in order for it to pass. Greene said, "This is a betrayal of the American people. This is a betrayal of Republican voters. The clock has started. It's time for our conference to pick a new Speaker." And finally, the Supreme Court will hear arguments this week on whether to roll back the availability of the abortion pill mifepristone, less than 2 years after overturning the constitutional right to an abortion. The FDA first approved mifepristone nearly 25 years ago, and multiple studies have shown it to be safe. It's used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions nationally, and at least 5.9 million women have used the drug since its approval in 2000. Still, a conservative Christian anti-abortion group sued in November 2022, arguing that the FDA exceeded its authority when it approved mifepristone in 2000, and that it overstepped again in 2016 and 2021 when it made the pill easier to obtain, including through mail-order pharmacies. The court will also hear a second case next month concerning whether or not to allow state bans on abortion, even when an emergency room doctor believes that ending a pregnancy would preserve the life and health of a mother. Decisions in both cases are expected by the end of June or in early July. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website
And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.